This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 80 people were killed and hundreds injured in war-torn Yemen on Thursday after a charity distribution sparked one of the deadliest stampedes in a decade, Houthi officials said. At least 85 were killed and more than 322 injured after the stampede in the capital, a Houthi security official said. The latest tragedy to strike the Arabian Peninsula's poorest country came days ahead of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Hundreds of people had gathered to receive handouts, according to witnesses. Fighting raged in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after the warring parties locked in a power struggle failed to uphold an overnight ceasefire. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Sudan's Ministry of Health Emergency Operations Center said the clashes between the military and rapid support forces left 270 people dead and 2,600 injured across the country. The ongoing fighting makes it impossible for VOA to verify casualty figures. Most of the casualties are in Khartoum, where the fighting has stopped essential services like power and water and forced most hospitals to close. Thousands of Khartoum residents are fleeing into suburbs or even further. Michael Atid for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The few hospitals still operating in Khartoum after Sudan's sudden explosion into war have bodies lying unburied, bullets crashing through windows, and terrified medics staying away as artillery pounds nearby. Doctors and hospital staff describe harrowing conditions with no water for cleaning, little electricity for life-saving equipment, and food running out, forcing them to send sick patients home and turn away the injured. This is VOA News. The FBI warned on Wednesday China and Iran are becoming increasingly brazen in their attempts to silence dissidents on American soil and influence U.S. policy. In a news briefing with reporters about transnational repression, FBI counterintelligence official urged victims to come forward, saying the Bureau is tracking a growing trend of foreign authoritarian regimes breaching U.S. laws to intimidate certain communities. The officials said the governments have at times resorted to using private investigators to conduct surveillance on dissidents, and that several criminal cases have been brought by federal prosecutors involving their use. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily extended access to the abortion pill. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Supreme Court is leaving women's access to an abortion pill untouched until at least Friday. That gives the justices more time to consider whether to allow restrictions on mifepristone to take effect. The court is dealing with the new abortion controversy less than a year after its conservative majority overturned Roe versus Wade and allowed more than a dozen states to effectively ban abortion outright. At stake now is whether to allow restrictions on the pill to take effect while a legal challenge to the medication's FDA approval continues. I'm Shelley Adler.
Andrew Lester, the 84-year-old white man in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri who shot Ralph Yarl, a black teenager in Kansas City, pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance Wednesday. Yarl mistakenly knocked on Lester's door looking for his younger brothers. Lester walked with a cane in court as he answered charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting, which has attracted political attention and renewed national debate about gun policies. Production is expected to resume Thursday on the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, which was put on hold after the shooting death of a cinematographer. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
The production company for the film Rust says filming will resume at a new location, the Yellowstone Film Ranch in Montana. In October 2021, outside Santa Fe, New Mexico, actor Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun when it went off during a scene setup. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded. As part of a settlement, production will resume with Hutchins' husband, Matthew, as an executive producer. A documentary about Hutchins will be made at the same time. Meanwhile, Baldwin and weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are facing involuntary manslaughter charges. They have each pleaded not guilty. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.